investigator radio.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Ha! None of them are here, except for Peter Leonard. I'm also joined in the empty studio tonight by
Nicole Beretta.
And the rest of the wuss cakes are at home watching the Indiana primary results, I guess.
Apparently. Just you and me. Just us here tonight.
So, we've had a very busy 2 weeks. We've been investigating a lot of garbage. Not that it's garbage, it's nonstop. I mean, you know, when you have the day job and you look forward to that Saturday off, and then it's like, let's go investigate that paranormal crap.
Yeah.
But no, we did a private residence the week before, and we did a very familiar place to us this past Saturday, the Hulbert House.
In Boonville, yep, that was a good time. Always a good time in Boonville.
It's kind of a little disappointed, though. Nothing really actually happened, not even a creepy feeling.
Which
is unusual for that place.
I was looking forward to some activity, but when I first investigated that place, very creepy. But this past time, it wasn't there. No creep factor. It was pretty calm.
And for those of you who don't know, we've been working on a project. We've been building one of those Huff Paranormal portals.
Mm-hmm.
The very expensive radio communication device that opens up the seventh layer of hell and allows you to talk to things that really aren't there, but they are there because they're talking to you kind of thingies. We were going to play you some clips from it, but because I'm stupid and can't get the thing working, it's not playing through the radio tonight. But if you go to our Facebook page, Rome Investigators of the Paranormal, on Facebook, a couple days ago I posted a copy of one of the clips from one of our places where the portal, where something continuously kept coming through asking to help us.
Yeah.
Not help me and Nicole, but to help them, help us. And it was a multiple clip. The clip that we have on Facebook only says it twice, but it happened about 6 or 7 times in that short stretch. Our test run proved incredible results. We thought once we got that baby to the Hulbert House, where we've had tons of evidence in the past, that we were just going to literally open a portal and
have conversations.
Just talk to Christopher Columbus or something, but we didn't get a single thing.
No.
Not a thing.
No.
And that just goes to show you can do things many times, it's just not predictable. Just not predictable.
It just was not in the card Saturday night, and I was so excited. Actually, it proved to be a pretty successful night because we got to test and tune the portal. We didn't get any evidence from it, but we got to kind of fine-tune it and kind of get used to it. So when we do take it to other places, we'll know exactly how to, maneuver it.
Now that we have it working, I want to go back to the place we were at 2 weeks ago. Continue talking to whatever was there because they were talking.
That's right.
And I guess we could lead in with that just a little bit. Like, you see these videos out there on YouTube, and I mean, Mr. Huff catches a lot of crap from a lot of people. And if you want to call in tonight, too, it's 1-888-429-5471. Again, 1-888-429-7171. 5471.
And please call in. It's just the two of us, and we're looking to have a nice open conversation about some of the paranormal stuff. So if you are listening, listeners, please give us a call.
And when you do a portal session like that, I did that a lot differently than we do a regular Frank's Box. I don't want to say we do things nonchalant, but we don't really think when we're doing things. We just, let's take the spirit box out in this room and see what happens. Like, you notice when I set the portal up, immediately I asked, is there a spirit guide or a spirit technician that can help me with this box? Can you help me communicate through this box? I only want to talk to positive white light energy beings. How can I talk to you?
Right.
And you see there was that formal interjection. And I think what scared the hell out of me, literally, the first time I said that was, is there a spirit technician here that can help me? Was this, like, angelic woman come out of nowhere and she's like, Yes. That's like,
I know.
Oh my God, what did I just talk to?
Yeah, I think.
And then I actually didn't want to play with it anymore after that. It was like, okay, I built the toy. I'm not touching it now because
<I'm done. laughs>
this thing's for real.
I think you have to take precaution because you don't want to, just like anything else, like we've talked about, I can't even tell you how many times, you have to be careful. You have to put limits. You have to set your, you know, set your limits with the spirit world because you don't want to be messing with anything that you don't want to mess with.
Like if you look at our Facebook page tonight, you'll see that I shared the Pete Leonard paranormal archaeology clip on Ouija boards, which looks like it was done in a drunken rant. Facebook, you should never have allowed live streaming because for people like me, that's going to be, you're going to see a lot of videos.
Well, we did some live streams Saturday night from the Hulbert House, actually.
That's yes.
Me and Larry O'Grady, we walked through and kind of gave almost like a live tour, and we were looking at all the old artifacts they have on the third floor in the rooms, and that was pretty neat to be able to do that because people were asking questions live, and we were answering them live on the video. So that was pretty neat. I enjoyed that.
See, I like YouTube, but I also like that feature of Facebook Live because people can interact with you right there, and it's available right there.
Right.
And you can actually see people logging in live to watch you or follow you as it's going on. And it's like, that's pretty interesting. So you can actually have somebody along with you for an investigation, say. So actually, we should start charging them. When they log in to click, they should have a screen that comes up.
PayPal.
No.
That's pretty neat, though. If you can't get there and you've never been there, I think that's something that's awesome, that you can interact with people live. They can see what's going on, see what we're doing. And I plan on using that now that it's available for Android, too. I plan on using that a lot in the future, especially with our future investigations and stuff coming up. So.
Oh, they finally got it for Android?
Yes.
I know, because it was just iPhones for a while, but not even like the iPad, just the iPhone.
Yeah, Android now has it. I'm going to get some stuff for it. And, I mean, even if you get a selfie stick, you can just walk around with it, too. So it's pretty neat.
As you learn tonight, if you watch my video, I definitely need a selfie stick. It kind of defeats the purpose. Even though I have long gorilla arms, it's still hard just trying to get that big head into the frame.
Well, me being 5'2", when we went to Salem, when we were in Quincy Market there eating, and I wanted to take a picture, I couldn't get everybody in the shot because I'm, you know, a midget. So Dave had to do it. Dave had to just take the picture.
Because gorilla arms.
Yeah, because I couldn't do it, so...
And before we catch or I specifically catch any caca flack over the Ouija board video, let me simply say it's the same as what we just said with the portal versus the spirit box. It's your intent. It is a game put out by Parker Brothers. Whether you want it to be or not, it's for sale in Toys R Us and other stores around the country as a board game. It's been sold as a board game since 1893. It's not going anywhere. The thing is, when you assign a role to it, it becomes a problem. Like, I know a lot of people who actually collect them, and that was the purpose of the video, to show you how many of these are out there, and you can actually make a little money off these if you pick them up at garage sales and stuff, because if you can locate the older ones, many of them are in the hundreds of dollar range. But that's where it ends. It's a board game worth money. It's not a launching pad for the occult. The minute you assign the role of the occult to it, as in anything, the little Chucky doll, a deck of cards, anything can be assigned a role in the occult. It's just the Ouija board is a quicker means to it because it gives you a chance to dive into an area you shouldn't go into, divination and so on. Like I've had that sitting in the office. Yes, Tim, it's been sitting in the office for 2 weeks. Those three Ouija boards, and I've had the planchette on the letter T for the entire period of time. None of them have moved. If it does, they're staying here. But it's, John, you're going to be getting a package if it moves. But
yeah, you're not using it in a negative way. You're using it just as what it is. It's not. I've had Ouija board. I've done Ouija board sessions in the past before I got involved with paranormal group, and when I did the Ouija board sessions, I was with a group of people that were very highly trained in using the Ouija board, so it was something that I felt safe with, but if you do not know how to use that, be very cautious or do not use it at all.
admit that I was excited about playing them clips too, and I can't. Long and short, we've gone to this one location several times. We follow up with our client, and she has us back once a year, twice a year. And there's always rumors, I shouldn't say rumors, all indications point to there's a young child that's in the house. But while we were setting the portal up, I actually felt a massive cold breeze brush by me. And at that same period of time, I said something to the effect, is there a little kid here? And right out of thin air, when you listen back to the recording there, you have a straight up EVP of a kid laughing. Unmistakable laughing of a kid. It's not like, is that some giggling girl or something? I mean, it is an unmistakable child laughing.
That was clear as day. A child laughing. It was very clear. And what I'm doing now is I'm looking, maybe this would work. This is a speaker.
I can try. We got a boomer.
Yep. You have to turn it on. There's a little flip on the bottom there.
This thing.
Yep. It'll turn blue. There you go. So maybe that will work. So we're going to try to play these and see what happens. That's a great clip. That child laughing. That's something out of a movie almost.
Because if that works, I got a couple other good ones for you.
Yeah. Let's see if this works, guys.
Oh, after all that, it's on the computer.
Oh, jeez.
So is that even going to play?
I heard that. I don't know if they heard that.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
I'm going to jack the volume up.
There we go.
Is there a little kid that's here?
Wow.
Was that audible through
that.
The...
I heard that, yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, so we're being told, no, you're not hearing it.
Yeah,
so.
We're being told you guys aren't hearing it. Sorry, guys. It was worth a shot.
So trust us, there was a little kid.
Pete, is there a way to post that to Facebook so they could maybe hear that?
I can, yes.
Yep,
we'll get that all on this week.
All right, perfect.
A couple of them. Another one with the portal, we asked, I was asking, is there anybody here who'd like to talk with us? And you can hear a guy say his name, George Hansen, with almost like a southern accent. I mean, we're in upstate New York, but a clear distinction where you could hear it was like someone's personal voice saying their name.
Yeah, that was very clear.
And then we got the clip of clips. That was the one where they kept saying, help us. And they said it about 5 or 6 times in a row. That was just... It's kind of disturbing when you hear it on the first time. A couple of them were barely audible, maybe not audible. But then there was the one guy who did breach through the portal. And it was crystal clear, like, help us!
Yeah, see that.
It's like, what do you need help with?
I know. We never get past that. We always get the help, but we never get what they need help with. So.
And then, I played for Nicole another one. If we had it on here, I could have played it for Pete. It was just, I call it the weird clip. I don't really know what the hell.
Just sounds like
that. There was just random talking coming through, like.
Because, and you know, when we started discussing this portal, when you brought this to my attention, totally geeking out over it. So what do I do? I start researching it. I go on YouTube. I'm watching Huff's videos. And the amazing thing is, number one, the amount of activity he gets through his. Number two, the second thing that's the most amazing is the background noise that he gets. The glass breaking, the door slamming. It's like a different realm with noise. It's very, very interesting. You gonna try that?
We could try this one more time. Maybe this will do it.
Is there a little kid that's here?
I hear it. I don't know if they hear it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yep.
All right, we're giving up on that.
I know. It's such a good clip. We'll put it on the Facebook so you guys can...
The Portal, $600. Build one. You'll love it. Next week, Rome, New York, Crypto Paracon, put on by the whatever Bigfoot Society of... I can't think of what it is. Oh, my God.
NSRS? Is it NSRS?
I shouldn't disrespect him like that. Let me try pulling that up. It is May 13th. 14th?
May 13th and 14th, yep.
We'll be doing a series of lectures. They will have a real live Bigfoot, apparently, that you can touch for a donation.
Yeah.
I hope that's, like, not some kind of pornography thing, but...
I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. The 13th, it starts Friday. I'm not exactly sure what time, but they do have lectures all day. They have some great... experts that are going to be there. They have mediums that are going to be there that are doing gallery readings. I think RIP is going to have three, if I'm not mistaken by the schedule, lectures we're doing. And then all day Saturday, and they have other things going on, and they have food. They have, you know, our house tattoo guy, Adam Moore, is going to be there doing tattoos.
Looks like it's an $8 admission. I'm trying to find the website here, folks. Sorry.
Which is fairly cheap. If you are around, that is a cheap admission if you've been to any other conventions that involve the paranormal. So definitely take advantage if you have nothing to do. The 13th or 14th, head on out. It's going to be a good time. I don't know if he's still looking for vendors. He possibly could be, but if you are interested, you can go to www.crypto-paracon.com. The guy running it is Rusty Aldrich. You can reach out to him, and he will let you know. But he could be looking for vendors still, as far as of really right now. So,
of course, I'm on his page, but I can't find the link to...
To the Crypto Paracon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look for the schedule, but...
It's, if you type it in, it's www.crypto-paracon.com.
It sounds like a lot of work.
He did have the link there, but he posts a lot, so it might have knocked it down a little bit. So,
events. Celebrity Ghost Hunt, May 7th. That's not us.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Crypto Paracon. There's a drum circle Friday night. I'm not really sure what that is.
Is that at 8:30?
Yes.
And it's open to the public, I believe.
Yes. And there's no link on the event page. But more importantly, May 13th, Rome Lamplight Tours will be starting up again.
That's right.
We're in discussion with hosting them out of a new location, which will put us right into the heart of Rome's downtown. So we'll be switching the route up. So if you came out to it last year, it's going to be slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
A little better. You know, I don't want to say we had a learning curve, but we got really good towards the end there. I'm not going to lie. And on some of these, like the Erie tours, you can bet your bippy we might be breaking out the portal at the gate of Fort Stanwix just to see what might be lurking beyond the walls that we can't get into.
When we did the tour this past summer, we actually got quite a bit of activity just at the front of the gate. So... you know, people were seeing things. We got, wasn't it on the spirit box? We got a couple things.
Yep.
K2 meter went off. The Mel meter was going off. So
people saw the shadow moving over the drawbridge.
That's right. There was a skunk running around in there, but that's neither here nor there.
The random cold feelings. And the old city jail.
That's right.
There was a lot going on, which I shouldn't laugh at this, but. We've lived in Rome how long? And until we started our tours, then we started our tours, and all of a sudden the house where we kept pointing to, all of a sudden was up for sale.
We had no part in that.
It was the site of two judicial executions in the early 1800s, which would have been part of the original jail complex and courthouse. So either somebody was listening to our tour every Friday when we stopped there, like, I'm getting around to this place. Or
maybe we need to stop and leave a business card on the...
Or maybe we started something, I don't know.
Who knows?
It was a good time. It'll be a good time this year. I know we're working on the actual river tour, I should say canal tours from Rome to Oneida Lake and then back.
Mm-hmm.
But since I died on the Titanic in a previous life and I'm deathly afraid of water, it's all up to you guys to carry that one. I will not go on that, no. I might be able to handle the barge canal, but I don't think I can actually handle an Ida Lake.
Oh, it's not so bad.
It's like a mile deep in some spots.
Oh.
Maybe not a mile, but it's deep. But that'll be a good time. So we are working on a few interesting projects.
We have a super secret, I'm going to say super secret because I'm not going to reveal any information, but we are working on a first-time investigation at a location in Rome. Is that right?
We are working on, yes.
Yeah, super secret. Nothing's being divulged, but it's going to be released here shortly.
Our teaser that we put on Facebook is that this is an untouched battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
That is in need of some of our fundraising skills.
Mm-hmm.
They've given me a dollar amount, and then I've come up with my dollar amount for them. So we're going to be looking for about $7,500 to raise. This is our biggest campaign ever. We're still working on the exact details, but that'll actually involve, when all is said and done, maybe a little interpretive center being built on this site, in addition to just paying to keep the grounds up. It's untouched. It was the site of a massacre. The bodies are still where they lay from 1758. Interesting for us, I'll give this other little teaser, is they don't actually know where the exact site is. They have an idea because there's a historical marker there, which was put up about 150 years after the fact. Now, the strange thing is, you all know Cousin Dave, right? Cousin Dave, nothing usually happens around Cousin Dave. Well, the gentleman giving us the tour said, here, come over here. He's like, when I stand in this area, I get the weirdest feelings in the world. And he brought David there, and David started getting the weird feelings
really?
In the world. Steve and I were maybe a good 30 feet away when we heard what almost sounded like the French, yes, come over. The spirit box from where we were standing. So
really?
It's like, you guys might be closer to where the spot is than where me and Steve were, which is closer to the memorial granite stones that they have up marking the site. So.
And this is a spot that has not been investigated by anybody. Is that right?
Not professionally.
Professionally.
Sure, should I say legally? Let's go with the word legally. It sounds better.
All right, we'll go with that one. So.
Like everything in the world, you know, people sneak out to places. There's nothing you can do. But this would be the, should we say, sanctioned with one of the local historic societies. So.
Yeah. And this is going to be fully 100% permissioned.
It's going to be 40 people during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run a tour out there. They're going to have lectures and stuff at the historic society. Then at night, we're going to have a little picnic out there. You know, we're going to get the lights going, the grill cranked up, some hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, soda. And then we're going to investigate that puppy.
That sounds like a great time.
We're working on getting a reenactor group out there to see if they can provide some air cues by firing some muskets off later at night.
Okay.
I don't want to say to get everything riled up, but
Triggers
to get everything
activity.
Riled up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And hopefully maybe, you know, with the portal and something else or our wonderful supporters, maybe we can find the actual spot where the archaeologists can do a test dig and maybe they'll originally, you know, maybe find the location. And
yeah, that would be great.
Give these guys, and it's actually men, women, and children, and Native Americans the burial that they deserve.
Yeah. This is really exciting. I'm super excited about this. This is
You
great.
Say that now. It's July 23rd, and it's going to be Mosquito Haven.
Oh, guess what?
We're going to have to get a good fire ripping out there.
Yeah.
Smoky and...
Bring your bug spray.
Yes.
Wear long pants and sleeves. What are you going to do? But it's worth it. It'll be worth it.
And our ghost agent, Rich, is working on setting up a couple of fresh faces to the Mohawk Valley from the paracelebrity world. I can't reveal who they are, but I know two of them and the three locations we're working on. So
Beautiful.
If that comes, that's coming around July, August, and that'll be, oh my God, it is almost June. We got to get going with that.
Can you believe this? It's May. It's May 3rd.
Oh my God.
Today's National Paranormal Day, everybody.
Happy Paranormal Day.
Happy Paranormal Day. We've been kind of quiet up until the past couple weeks. We've kind of been busy doing
sick
life, you know. And now it just all of a sudden snapped right into full-fledged busyness. So this is exciting.
The cases are coming in again now.
Yeah.
Is it next week or week after? Two of our investigators are getting married. So I mean,
May 13th.
Shorts. Oh yeah, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
That's when the Crypto Paracon is.
Crypto Paracon and the Lamplights Tour debut. So it's
dear.
And the marriage. So all on one day.
It's going to be a hell of a Friday the 13th.
I know. Friday the 13th. I didn't even put that two and two together. This is going to be interesting.
And if anybody wants to join RIP at the Crypto Paracon thing, we're going to maybe kidnap Bigfoot.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's Friday the 13th. Anything could happen.
Greatest thing I ever seen was phenomenology at Gettysburg, the big Gettysburg Paranormal Convention. I don't remember whose car it was, but they saran wrapped their entire car. Like wheels, the bottom, the entire car was saran wrapped when they got out there. Somewhere I have pictures of that.
Were they pissed?
You know how much money they must have spent in saran wrap?
You get some industrial. Hey,
I was going to say, if you got the real good stuff that doesn't cut.
We got the good stuff at the pizzeria. Me and my husband own a pizzeria, so we have the industrial size saran wrap. We can make that happen.
I know whose car we can do that in.
I know a couple cars that can do that too.
So, Mark, if you want to meet us in the parking lot at 8:30, you know the code word is pineapple. Pineapple.
Mark, you listening? Pineapple.
One former Rippy and one current Rippy had surgery today, so I got to wish them their best.
Yeah.
They both pulled through, so we won't be talking to them anytime soon on the portal. So.
Yeah, get better, get back to work.
I shouldn't say there was like a death on the tour route that we do, so there might be another potential area to stop at.
Yeah, when was that, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We did have that was right on the tour route. We walked right in that spot. So that's sad. Yesterday was a weird day for Central New York. A lot of things going on that shouldn't be going on in Central New York.
2 hours of raining. I mean, 2 days of rain, I should say.
We had the death there. We had the death at Sylvan Beach drowning. The car chase out in Mariscadine. Two car chases. Oh, okay, so... I don't know. Strange day yesterday. It's Monday. I don't know.
But it's been picking up a lot around here. The car chases off the thruway, and there's just a lot of
weird things happening up here lately. I don't know what's aligning, but
bath salt coming back.
Oh God, not? I hope not. I hope not. So
the funny thing is that, just a quick story, and then we'll talk about the paranormal. I know nobody really cares about that, but except for our favorite listener there who sends us questions. You need to send us some, Dave.
And if anybody is listening and wants to join the conversation and has anything to talk about, call 1-888-429-5471.
In New York State, you have to take a class before you can even apply for a pistol license.
Right.
And when I took this class the first time a couple of years ago, it was like the most hilarious thing I've ever been in. And the guy had a continuation class called Home Defense. And the guy was a retired detective from one of the local police departments. I'm like, this guy's hilarious. I mean, it was worth the $380 for the 6-week course just to listen to him every Saturday morning. The stuff he would come up with. And the one thing I never forgot that he said, he's like, pay attention to this. He's like, when people go crazy or go on these weird crime things, he's like, they're always naked. He's like, anytime we got called for a jumper, they were naked. He's like, anytime there was like some kind of barricaded, psychotic, ranting episode, he's like, the person's naked. I'm over there laughing about this. It was about 2 weeks after the last class. I'm reading the paper over there, and it was talking about this guy who took like a busload of kids, and he was naked. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I've never paid attention to. So I wonder, how many of them people were naked yesterday? Was it a naked car chase, or was it?
Oh, I don't know. We have, this is a little bit paranormal. I'll bring this up. Me and my husband own a pizzeria. We had an employee who worked for us, mentally went downhill after a while. I was friends with his girlfriend. He walked to the store one night and decided halfway home to strip naked. Okay. run home, okay, because the devil was chasing him. It was a test of God.
Oh, dear.
And then he went in the house. He left his girlfriend's keys out and God knows where because he's stripped naked. She went to try to leave the house to go find her car keys, and he almost choked her to death. They had to call 911, and they strapped him to a gurney, handcuffed him, and hauled him away to the loony bin. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and but of course he was released because he refused treatment, and you can't, you know, the law, you know, everybody knows the law, don't have to go into that. The apartment he was living in, he was renting from my parents, so we had to go clean out the apartment because obviously he's gone, and we found a Ouija board, and apparently he was dabbling in that within the recent couple months, the months of the mental breakdown. He had basically had a mental breakdown in a course of about 4 or 5 months, and come to find out, somehow, some way, the Ouija board was involved in that. I don't know to what extent, but I know he was using it. So, what do you think? Thoughts?
I've read so much about Ouija boards in the past month.
I know.
It's not even funny. But that just shows education is a big part of the paranormal. One of the things that I'd seen, and it comes up repeatedly, you have to, and I myself used to get mad at this because, you know, the crowds we hang out with, they're always like, do not ever touch them. Don't even physically touch them. It is just a board game. Mm-hmm. It's just a game that it's the role you're assigning to it. And the subject area that comes up time and time again with all these different authors is these things become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're making this stuff happen. It's not the board making it happen. You're making it happen. You're asking a question. Sometimes subconsciously you're moving the planchette. You're giving yourself the answer. And then you're moving your life in that direction towards...
Right.
Now, it's not to say there aren't true and real demonic things that have come through the board. There are. I mean, there are those stories. There's boards that have caught on fire. There's boards that planchettes have burned or followed people. I mean, things happen, but... It's like with anything else, it just becomes self-fulfilling. And I think it's the same thing with the psychic. How is a psychic any different than a Ouija board? It's really the same principle.
Right.
You're asking them and they're facilitating a question for you. And then you're basing your decisions on what he told you because that's what you want to do, you know.
Right.
Do I need a new career? Oh, yes. According to the stars and the lines on your hand, you should pursue a career in macrame and... You know, and you sell everything you own and become a macrame, and then you lose your coolie, and things just fall apart, and people go crazy and don't know how to handle. It's not the psychic that caused that. It's the person's fulfilling their own destiny, basically, that makes sense to everybody out there.
This guy that worked for us, he seemed like he had some issues, but it was never severe. You know what I mean? It was just every day everybody's got issues. It's just part of life. To see him deteriorate over such a quick period of time and saying, what is going on with him? What has happened? And then come to find out that was behind the scenes, kind of almost, you know, and then he gets diagnosed with schizophrenia. And we all know, you know, sometimes schizophrenics aren't really schizophrenic, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's kind of quite scary.
I mean, if you know it or not, we're maybe about 3 blocks away from that horrific murder 2 years ago where the guy murdered his entire family. I don't remember if he checked himself into the hospital and they wouldn't take him, and then he went home and murdered his mother, sister, and somebody else, or whoever their family members, like brutal murder, like cut their heads off and stuffed them in their stomach kind of thing, or whatever. But he physically went to the hospital to check himself in because he knew something was going wrong. Get me away from society kind of thing. And, well, we can't really do nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't accept your insurance. Bye.
Yeah.
And then 5 people are dead or 6 or whatever. And it's just...
It's a scary world.
But mental illness is a real thing. And that's why the church almost always... Not even almost, they do require multiple mental examinations before they would even prescribe an exorcism. They will always err on the side of I don't want to say mental disease, but they'll err on the side of something other than demonic possession causing problems. Because really, what do we know? We don't. We've always had those arguments. Like, people only use like 14% of their brain. How do we know these people aren't using 30% or 40%? Or we think they're crazy, but to them, they could be just using a little more than everyone else. I don't. Maybe that's what psychics are, or mediums, or larges, or smalls. I don't.
Could be. I never thought of it like that, actually, now that you brought that up.
Maybe they're just tapping into... If you go back to one of the earliest episodes of Ghost Hunters, I don't know who it was down south someplace, and the guy was a medium, and him and Jason were sitting in chairs next to each other, and I believe Grant had the thermal camera on him. On the two of them. And you could see like one part of the medium's brain light up and something happened on Jason's head. And then there was like glowing colors. And then you can see like when Jason shut him down, like it just pushed all the energy back to the...
Really?
It was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen on thermal imagery. Like you could see he was pulling stuff out of his brain, energy or heat or whatever. And then just Jason shut it down. But I'm pretty, that was like maybe season 2, 3 at most, but it was something down south. I almost want to say it was the Myrtle Plantation episode.
That's interesting.
So I don't know.
Nobody knows. We don't know.
And the spirit box is the same thing. And that's, you know, as a paranormal investigator, you need to be aware of that. Like you said earlier, you have to always take precautions. You're asking questions with that thing. Who knows what will come through it? The magic eight ball, tea leaves, crystal balls.
An attachment after an investigation is a real thing that has happened, to members of the group. So, I mean, you definitely, can't just go around running around and just willy-nilly. You have to be careful, you know. So, it's never happened to me, knock on wood, but it has happened to several people.
I was just chuckling because they had a mental image of the dowsing rods there, the paranormal nunchucks, as they're spinning away. There ain't nothing coming through there. Those turbines can generate some energy, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
We stab somebody with one of them, too.
Oh, those things. Well, the copper's useful. The copper's a conductor, so.
But not to harp on the portal.
No, keep talking. I'm so...
Because I know you got some notes. We're going to get to that. We still have like a half hour. But.
This is just the radio show number.
Oh, okay. So 1-888-429-5471.
Yeah.
1-888-429-5471. Were you there the first time when I put the copper pipes on top of the portal?
Yes.
With a Herkimer diamond, and then I held it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I would push down on it, something would come through and talk.
That's why I started after you did that and you kind of went over to the side. I would randomly reach over and touch. It's your energy from your hand touching the Herkimer diamond and the copper. So that seemed to generate some activity through the portal when you were doing that. It's interesting.
I'm going to say there were too many people maybe around for that while we were doing. I mean, it was like Christmas Eve, the entire group's just standing around in a circle.
I
like, say something, say something. I think there were way too, I think we got to keep that to 2-3 people at most, like we were doing towards the end of the night.
Right.
Just to see what. But I found that weird. As soon as the copper would make contact with the amp speaker, stuff would happen. And I really have no explanation. I don't have an explanation for any of that at all, actually, but.
No, I think the coppers, if I had to guess, which it's all speculation, because I don't have a doctorate, I'm not a scientist, I think the copper, the diamond, the energy, I think it's conducting something somewhere in something with the portal, generating that into, to communicate. That's my speculation on that, so.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a little Pete Leonard story here. You know you all love them at home, so curl up, get yourself a fresh drink. That's encouraging news, which I won't repeat on the radio. We purchased the majority of the parts online. They're guitar pedals. That's really all they are. There's two guitar pedals, an amp speaker, and we figured we could get the wires locally, but the only place that remotely had them was a local music store. So Dave draws up this schematic for me. Like, he's got each piece of equipment, he's got a picture of them, and then he's got the said wires that we need and where they should connect. It's like one of these big Acme kind of layout things like the Roadrunner would have. Like, this is what I got to build, or Wile E. Coyote to stop the Roadrunner. Here, Pete, go bring this there, and these are the chords we need. Show them. Like, well, okay, whatever.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I go to the music store, and I'm asking for these things, and I show the guy the drawing, and he's like, what in the hell are you trying to build? He's like, what the hell music instrument? I said, oh, no, this isn't a music instrument. I'm a paranormal investigator. I said, we're building it to talk to spirits. He's like, an expletive. He's like, get out of here. And I'm like, no. So I referred him over to the Huff Paranormal site. So now the two salesmen, they bring it up on their store computer, and they're watching the guy's YouTube videos with all these parts, and they're just swearing the whole time, like, no way, man, no way, no way, no way. I still need the chords, but
anyway.
So this local musician walks up. He was in the store buying something, and they were playing those clips loudly, right. And the kid's like, oh, my God. He's like, whatever you're listening to there, they got the reverb up, like, ridiculous. And the guy's like, he's talking to ghosts, man, with guitar pedals. And the guy's like, shut the F up. He's like, no, they're not. So now there are three of them. They like turn the computer around, the three of them, they're watching the video. I'm like, guys, you know, I got an investigation in like an hour and a half. Can I get the cords? So they're like, you got to come back. Tell us if this thing worked. It's like, God, I can't. Nobody's on.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I should go there and play a couple of them clips for them just for giggles and see what they do. Like, you remember me? I'm the guitar pedal guy. This is Ghost Walker, man!
Oh, my gosh.
But whatever magic happens between those two guitar pedals, it's frightening.
I don't know. I don't understand it. But whatever, I don't know. It is good. It's great. It's a great tool.
Like, again, the Help Me clip or Help Us clip is actually up on Facebook. I'll try getting a couple of the other ones up there just for... And nobody's commented on it. I figured there'd be comments. We didn't get a single comment. But.
Go ahead and comment.
Or if you're a listener out there, please go to Rome Investigators of the Paranormal on Facebook and like us.
That's right.
We'll harass you with never-ending self... What do they call these things now? Live Facebook?
Live feed video.
Oh, you should have been doing that right now from the studio audience here.
We could be live feeding right now.
I just pulled something in my arm.
If you have any questions or you have anything to talk about, are you a local paranormal investigator in the Central New York area, give us a call at 1-888-429-5471. Even if you're not local, you can give us a call too. We'd love to talk.
If your group ever wants airtime, give us a shout out. We'll give you some love as long as your people all like us.
You got any questions you don't want to call? You can email them to stayspooky@yahoo.com. I have that up on my phone. I get them. I send them to the group. I monitor that box on a regular basis. Just let me know. We have a Dave from Colorado, I believe, who sends us regular questions.
Yes.
If you have anything you want us to talk about, any question, we'll do the research. We'll get back to you. Just let us know. We're always around.
Even if it's something crazy, like, does Bigfoot smell?
There's no crazy questions out there in the paranormal world, that's for sure.
How the hell would I know if Bigfoot smells? Do I walk through the woods sniffing creatures that can eat me? Oh, good Lord. UFOs? I guess maybe am I the one representing UFOs at this convention?
We're doing our paranormal presentation. We're doing the UFOs. And then we're slated Friday for a presentation, but he didn't say what he wants us to talk about. I guess maybe we can maybe throw something together, Bigfoot. I don't know. Maybe some evidence review.
Maybe it'll be on the Ouija board.
There you go. See? I don't know. We'll just get up there and talk and entertain the crowd.
You guys have been doing, I know you and Rich and, was it Larry you did the last Gloversville?
Yes, Fulton County Museum.
Fulton County Museum, where you just do question and answers. And
it was great.
I think that's more effective than presentations.
I think so too.
And then if you're going to bill it, just bill it as something, as a, we'll show the evidence.
Yeah,
Q&A. Think people know what the equipment is. People know.
Yeah.
They don't care about us. I mean, we do a really good job, I think, entertaining overall.
I think so.
Because we're more comical with what we do.
We're a comical bunch.
I mean, come on. Some of that stuff we show, it's just gold. But,
oh, come on. Yeah, I know.
But I know it gets old because the same people have seen it, but.
I know.
That's why you shake it up. I mean, the paranormal coffee talks you guys have and gals have been doing, that's that's been good.
That's great. Yeah, I like the Q&A sessions. I think people come geared up with some questions when they come to these conventions. They want some answers. I mean, we all want answers, but they, you know, there's questions they have that we can answer. So yeah, show up. We'll do a Q&A. Come to our booth. Whatever.
Just do not show us your cell phone pictures.
We don't want to see any orbs.
There's other groups locally you can show them. I don't want to see your cell phone picture.
Yeah. No.
Unless you got live video that's undisputable, I don't really want to see your... I mean, and I don't mean that to be mean, but...
It's tough because, let me explain.
Because you're putting us on the spot.
We get, as a paranormal group, we get a lot of people that are that send us phony things thinking that we might think they're real. And let me start off by saying... The Ghost and Phone app, we're very aware, okay? We all know that app, and we get a lot of people that pull up a picture, throw in a little ghost in the app, and then they send it to us saying, oh my gosh, look what I have in my house is haunted. Guess what? We're all fully aware that that is not a real picture. I mean, it's happened, I can't even tell you how many times. People have approached me in public, people, because I have the RIP logo on my car, people come into the pizzeria, you know, they show us dust, they show us fake phony pictures. It's just, yeah, I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago, Candy was having a procedure in the hospital and I drove her and picked her up, and I don't know how or whatever, she told the lady that I was a paranormal investigator, and that just started a never-ending thing there with all the nurses. They're like, oh my god, oh my god. So long story short, like towards the end of the thing, as we were wheeling Candy out to the car so she could go home, the nurse's like, all right, she's like, I'm gonna show you, I gotta show you the picture. She's like, and then told me this heart-wrenching story about her dad dying and this and that, and whatever the day was his favorite day, and she took this picture in the house, and then there it is, there's the friggin' orb in the middle of the picture. And instinctive, I didn't even think, you know, it's one of them, it just come right out. I'm like, it's dust. She's like, no, it's not. It's my dad coming to visit. And it's like, no, it isn't. I'm like, what kind of camera do you use? And she said, Fuji. And I'm like, yep, there you go. I'm like, you know, they recalled. And I started giving her the, excuse my language, the asshole response that we give people. And it's like, the science behind it, this is why there's an orb in your, and then she started to cry. I'm like, that didn't end well for me. And it's like, I ruined her day. New me would say something completely different, like, you know, hey, they stop by and check in on you from time to time. Just completely not even talk about the picture. It's just, I don't want to say like a generic, please get away from me kind of thing, but it's...
I'll tell you what, it's tough, especially when we've done, let's say, remember when we've done Canal Fest? Do you remember Canal Fest?
Mm-hmm.
And people come up and tell us their stories and they show us their pictures. And they, you know, when your loved ones pass, you want to believe that's them visiting you. And guess what? They do. They're there. It doesn't necessarily mean that's them in the orb, in the piece of dust.
Dear God, I hope they're not visiting me in the bathroom.
Pete, you never know. You don't know. They could be in the mirror.
I know.
So, but I mean, it's tough. You don't want to, I've had people cry. You know, they're talking about it and they cry. They're sensitive to it. And that's tough.
So I guess that goes back to another topic we're not going to have enough time to discuss, but you notice nobody's a scientific group anymore.
Yeah. I noticed
science
that.
Is no longer relevant in the paranormal as it once was, like when you first came in.
Mm-hmm.
Even Rip was diehard. We're scientific, principle-based, data research collecting, those massive forms we used to fill out, research data, and it's like this weekend just shows you. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And how many times have we been there? How many forms have we filled out? How many baseline readings? It's just, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
We just want paperless. We want paperless.
Oh, dear Lord.
We keep it all documented.
But I notice now everything's drifting back. Now everybody's a medium. Everybody's an empath. Everybody's psychic. Everybody's got diarrhea. I mean, it's just the whole.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed that it's more, and what do you call it? It's leaning more toward the metaphysical than it is the actual, you know, the scientific.
And then there's that new show on Destination America, which I'm not even going to give them the honor of saying their name, The Three Brothers. That's just, thank you for ruining the paranormal forever now.
I do have to say, which is very interesting, on Destination America, they're running this for 2 weeks. It started April 26th. They have apparently they have a live stream. Did you hear about this?
No.
They have a live stream video feed for 2 weeks straight, night and day, on a doll that's supposedly haunted. And this doll belonged to a child hundreds of years ago, apparently, that passed away. And after the girl passed away, the doll started acting up. And, you know, there's some paranormal things going on with it. So Destination America is running a live feed for 2 weeks on this doll. I pulled it up earlier when I was down at Joe's. And I sat there and watched it while I was eating my pizza. It didn't move. But
you think it's moving because you're watching it? Is that the...
No, they have a piece of equipment. I think it's a Melmeter sitting in front of it. And the doll, they have a light on it. And it's just a constant running feed. So, I mean, if you want to sit there and watch it, I guess you could. But, I mean, I don't know.
So Destination America, they show this program that was once on television. It's called Haunted Collector with John Zaffis. Please watch that.
Please. That is a great show.
And really, you casting agents, if there's any of you out there, really, you passed up Ghost Mafia? Seriously? A couple, two, three of us hunting ghosts in a building? Ming. What could have been funnier than that?
I know, we could have put Brian into that too. Could you imagine? My husband.
We still can.
Jeez.
I didn't think of that. He can make the subs for us. Hey, can you come touch my hoagie? Oh, make my salami turn green.
There we go. This is the doll. I'm showing Pete now the live feed. So we're on a live feed. There's the creepy doll.
It's not even in green screen?
No, its name is Anne. No, they just have. It looks like they have just the video where they have a light propped up on it. Do you see it? And then they have the meter and the time clock in the back. So.
And if you are the three people that have sat there watching this for the entire 2 weeks, every second of the day, please call us 1-888-429-5471. We will send you a complimentary copy of If the Walls Bleed.
Yes. Yeah, please let us know if you're watching this live feed. So we actually have 2 minutes left. We got anything else we want to throw out there?
That's what we got going on.
Our audience?
Tours, they start next week. All money goes to helping us help others.
That's right.
Probably a good portion of that's going to end up going into our other project.
Keep an eye on Rome Investigators of the Paranormal Facebook. We have been posting a lot on there, daily, actually. We post daily, so all of our events will be on there. Our website too, Rome Investigators.
Yeah, not so much the website, but it is there if you need help. Yeah. There's the panic button, hit that.
Yep,
there's a form you can fill out.
Yep, for all of our events. For if you need to get a hold of us for any reason, you can message us on Facebook. We all get it. We're all admins. So give us a shout out. You have questions, stayspooky@yahoo.com. Twitter is not so much up right now, but now that we're going to the live feeds and stuff like that, we're going to start incorporating that. But you can get our live feeds on our Facebook page too.
But I believe that's rip_live on Twitter.
Yes, rip_live. And I have that hooked up on my phone too. So if you want to follow our page, you have any questions, you want to give us a shout out on Twitter.
We got a guy working on a new website, which all that should like auto feed to each thing. So like if you post on Facebook, it'll shoot to Twitter and
fabulous.
Twitter versus...
Fabulous.
Stuff I don't understand. The only other thing to mention with the battlefield thing, we're talking about maybe bringing on four or five corporate sponsors, which would be in the maybe $400 or $500 range, which would be a donation to the preservation of that site. So if there's any groups or people out there who have product and you want that advertised, shoot us an email about corporate sponsorship for our fundraising events. And even though it's most that money will be used for that event, we'll show your logo for the rest of the year at everything we do, just for the help.
Well, Tony's Pizza will sponsor. They're an official corporate sponsor of Rome Investigators Paranormal.
Fantastic pizza. If you're in Rome, New York, Tony's on the Boulevard. They make this chicken parmesan and green sub to die for.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Don't do it in there if it's going to happen.
Or please, we can just investigate it later. Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
All
so,
right.
So that's been a quick show.
I thought we didn't have anything to talk about. Look, we talked the entire time.
Oh, two gabbing Italians. What are you going to do? For Paranormal Investigator Radio, I'm Peter Leonard.
And this is Nicole Beretta.
And we thank you for wasting your time.
Have a fabulous evening. We'll see you next time.
Joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.